From fighting in Afghanistan to maintaining peace and stability in Kosovo, NATO's mission has changed dramatically since it was founded in 1949 to defend Western Europe against Soviet expansion. Now some are calling for NATO to evolve into a global security alliance by allowing Australia, Japan, and other countries to become members and contribute forces. Democratic Congressman Tom Lantos, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, made the suggestion at a recent hearing.
What except the word Atlantic prevents Australia, with flexibility on the part of NATO, to become a member of a renamed North Atlantic Treaty Organization? Would it not make the Supreme Allied Commander feel more comfortable about upcoming global crises if he would have a NATO of a global reach?
NATO Supreme Allied Commander General Vance Craddock testified at the committee hearing. He agreed on the benefits of expansion, but also warned of obstacles.
From a perspective of planning and preparing, at my headquarters, we are looking at the ability to expand. Is that a first step to a global enlargement? I don't know. That'll be obviously a political decision. But I think it is indeed a recognition that the level of ambition is significant, and quite frankly, it is not matched by political will of the nations to meet that level of ambition. And we must continue to push on our member nations to provide that capability.
And it is in Afghanistan that the issue of NATO member capability is paramount. An international force of some 40,000 soldiers is in Afghanistan, with most of the troops coming from NATO's 26 members. But some member nations, such as Germany and Spain, have restrictions known as caveats on how their forces are used. NATO expert Stephen Larrabee is with the RAND Corporation.
It is a challenge and a threat to the cohesion, and that's why it's essential, in my view, over the longer term, that these caveats are reduced and eliminated if possible. Otherwise, the cohesion of the alliance will definitely be affected, and so will its effectiveness.
Discussions have taken place over the caveats, and some progress has been made. But as suicide bombings and other attacks continue, some member nations are questioning their future participation in the Afghanistan mission. Analyst Larrabee believes NATO's future is at stake in Afghanistan.
We seem to be in a stalemate. And a stalemate is not good enough. We will have to be able to show, if NATO has a real future, that it's able to, in fact, meet these challenges, not just be engaged in a stalemate.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper has said the mission in Afghanistan will not be extended beyond 2009 without a consensus in his country and parliament. The comment reflects the difficulties NATO faces in maintaining cohesion as its role evolves in meeting 21st century challenges. Bill Rogers, VOA News.